Welcome to New Covenant Fellowship's Good Friday service. This is Jim Linder, and I have been invited to provide an introduction to this service. Christians have recognized and celebrated the Passion of Jesus, those events surrounding the last days of his life, leading up to his execution on the cross, as a pivotal moment in human history. Like a diamond with many beautiful facets, attempts to understand the meaning of what was accomplished in Jesus' suffering and death have led to books without number, and more importantly, to heartfelt devotion and gratitude for countless multitudes of the followers of Jesus over the centuries. One such facet that has received much attention is the idea that Jesus suffered and died for us and for our salvation. I imagine that you are already familiar with this way of attempting to somewhat understand what is really beyond our understanding. Another and perhaps somewhat neglected facet is that Jesus, the human one, as he often referred to himself, suffered with us, sharing in the suffering and death that is the experience of all humanity. The gospel writers emphasize that, beginning with the betrayal of Jesus, it was night, a time of darkness. Luke recounts that when Jesus was arrested, he said, "Why do you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a robber? I was with you in the temple every day, and you could have laid hands on me any time you wanted. But this is your hour, the triumph of darkness." The nature of darkness is that we cannot see what is coming. We, too, now in this time of worldwide suffering, cannot see what is coming, and it is terrifying to many throughout the earth. Jesus faced into the darkness of not knowing in several remarkable ways. First of all, was his amazing courage and lack of fear in giving himself up to the suffering and death he freely accepted. Overshadowing even his courage, for many have been courageous in the face of death, was his absolute trust and confidence in his God to bring him through this darkness to the other side. Equally remarkable in this dark time was his encouragement to his disciples to continue loving one another, as he commanded at his Last Supper with them, and which he showed even as he was dying on the cross, when he told one of his disciples present at the foot of the cross to take care of his own mother, Jesus' mother, which the disciples subsequently did, taking her into his own home. Jesus, suffering with us, shows that dark times, when we cannot see what is next, can be met with courage, deep trust, and continuing acts of love. Even little things with great love, as the poet wrote. Little things like calling one another, banging pots and pans in the evening in New York City to encourage and express gratitude to frontline health workers, sharing food, delivering food, and countless other acts of kindness we see occurring throughout the world. Courage, trust, acts of kindness in times of fear and darkness, how is that even possible? It becomes more possible as we contemplate the reality that God continues to suffer with us, living in us by the Holy Spirit, abiding with us, one with us in our suffering and our joys, our fears and our gratitude, our anger and our kindness to others. In the remainder of this Good Friday service, as you listen to and meditate upon the scripture readings and music that follows, may you find your heart strengthened in courage and in deep trust in the God who is love, in whom we live and move and have our being, and may we continue to love one another and all of God's creation.